Harper Audio presents Simply Irresistible by Rachel Gibson, performed by Kathleen Early. Prologue. McKinney, Texas, 1976. Mathematics gave George Ann Howard a headache, and reading made her eyes hurt. At least when she was reading, she could move her finger along the tricky words and fake it sometimes. She couldn't fake math. George Ann laid her forehead on the piece of paper sitting on her desk and listened to the sounds of her fourth-grade classmates playing outside at recess beneath the warm Texas sun. She hated math. But she especially hated counting all those dumb bundles of sticks. Sometimes she stared at the little drawings of sticks so hard, her head and eyes ached. But each time she counted, she came up with the same answers. The wrong answers. To take her mind off the math, George Ann thought of the pink tea she and her grandmother planned to have after school. Grandmother would have already made the little pink pinafores, and the two of them would dress in pink chiffon and break out the pink tablecloth, napkins, and matching cups. George Ann loved pink teas, and she was good at serving, too. "George Ann!" she snapped to attention. "Yes, ma'am." "Did your grandmother take you to see the doctor like we talked about?" Mrs. Noble asked. "Yes, ma'am." "Did your grandmother take you to get tested?" She nodded. For 3 days the week before, she read stories to a doctor with big ears. She answered his questions and wrote stories. She did math and drew pictures. She liked drawing pictures, but the rest had been real dumb. "Are you finished?" George Ann looked down at the scribbled-up page in front of her. She'd used her eraser so many times, the little answer boxes were a dull gray, and she'd ripped several three-corner tears next to the bundles of sticks. "No," she said, and covered the paper with her hand.
"Let me see what you've done."
Dread weighing her down, she rose from her chair, then made a great show of pushing it in at a precise angle. The soles of her patent leather shoes barely made a sound as she slowly walked to her teacher's desk.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"